from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back. It is 7:42. We're running a little bit late, so I'm going to do something a little different this morning. We are going to skip looking at the stupid people and just jump right in to what we call Tom's favorite segment.
Ha! Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
We start with the entertainment world, of course. Nominees for the 71st annual Golden Globe Awards have been announced. Winning a Golden Globe is an indicator of who may be at the Oscars, just like winning American Idol is a good indicator of who may be performing at boat shows later in the year. All right, 12 Years a Slave was nominated for 7 Golden Globes. It's even up for the big award, Best Picture That Makes White People Feel Guilty. Game of Thrones was completely snubbed by the Golden Globes, and fans of the show haven't been this devastated since learning that Obamacare does not cover inhalers. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, opens today. A hobbit is a tiny, shoeless creature that speaks their own language. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Honey Boo Boo. Anyway, so I've read the book, okay, and I don't want to reveal what happens to the dragon, okay, but let's just say this. Bilbo and friends return to the Shire with a nice pair of boots. You know what I'm saying? All right. Steve Buscemi turns 56 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
He'll put a couple slices of birthday cake on his plate, but he'll only eat one because, let's face it, his eyes are literally bigger than his stomach. Taylor Swift is turning 24.
Right.
Only because she got dumped by the number 23. Kim Kardashian says she still needs to lose about 10 more pounds from having the baby. So she's scheduled an appointment to get her back shaved.
Oh, stop it.
Hmm? As you know, today is Friday the 13th.
It is.
Today is the day that millions of Americans avoid black cats. Those are the millions of Americans who aren't named Kardashian, that is. Kim Jong-un executed... Well, that one was kind of funny. You have to think about that one for a second, but that one's funny. Kim Jong-un...
I'll be the judge of that.
Mm-mm. Kim Jong-un executed his uncle... Now listen, in Kim Jong-un's defense, his uncle accused him of being a violent and impetuous little man. M&M's is coming out with the Mega M&M's, which have 3 times the chocolate of regular ones. Because when you look at people who love M&M's, you think, man, they need more chocolate.
Right.
Russian President Vladimir Putin used his State of the Union address to defend his government's anti-gay stance. Then he tore off his shirt and offered to wrestle any men who opposed him.
The Olympics should be very interesting in a couple of months.
Joe Biden said that he and President Obama do not exchange Christmas gifts. Well, that makes sense. I mean, do you exchange Christmas gifts with your Muslim friends?
Stop it.
Oh, I know. It's because people born in Kenya don't celebrate that. They celebrate Kwanzaa, right?
Stop it.
What? Anyway, the man providing sign language for the speakers at the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service turns out not to have known sign language at all. So, including Obama, there were 2 men at the service who weren't qualified to be doing the job that they were hired to do.
Brother.
There it is. That is a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good. And please, not for evil.
I drink, and my favorite drink is the Flamin' Dr. Pepper. It's an amazing drink. I don't know what y'all know what it is. You take a glass of beer, a shot of amaretto, and a cap full of Bacardi 151. You pour that cap full in the amaretto, light it on fire, you drop it in the beer, chug it, and it tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper. It's magical. 3 different liquors, and it tastes like Dr. Pepper. That shows you how dedicated the guy was that invented that drink. Okay, you say, I want to get messed up, but only if it tastes like Dr. Pepper. You know how many failed combinations he had to go through? That don't work on the first try. Jack Daniels, vodka, grenadine. Damn it! Doers, Jamie. Ah! Honey, come up for dinner. No, I'm in the basement working on something. Don't bother me while I'm working. What are you working on? It's this magical drink. It has 3 different liquors, and it tastes like Dr. Pepper, and it involves fire. That's impossible. No, it's not, woman. I'm divorcing you as soon as I get all this flaming Dr. Pepper money. Never supported my dreams.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station. AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.